the center of forgotten America, it is time for Full Contact Conversation. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. For Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Peter Strzok, the anti-Trump, anti-American former member of the Department of Justice, is suing the United States. Yes, he is, for his firing, claiming his First Amendment rights have been violated. We'll see how this goes. It won't go well. Number two, the fake moral outrage from the left has reached a fevered pitch. The left tells us the mass killings in El Paso and Dayton are the direct fault of President Trump, despite the fact that the far leftist was one of the shooters over the weekend. And number one, if you don't buy the narrative of the left, like the one I just shared, you are a racist. In fact, you're a de facto member of the Ku Klux Klan. You are a Nazi. And no, I'm not making this up. You are the problem. Anyone that supports Republicans or Donald Trump or doesn't walk lockstep, may I say goose step, with the fascists on the left, you are the problem. Being deplorable, not nearly strong enough, you are a Nazi. You are a racist. You are a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's where this narrative has taken a turn and gone. And so I ask you today, do you buy into that? I certainly do not. This notion that somehow if you don't support everything put out by the left, that you are the problem, that is nonsense. Donald Trump came out and forcefully said there is no room for hate in this country, no room for white supremacy, no room for this kind of behavior, no room for this violence. And what happens? Left says he's not serious. They go back to Charlottesville and the big lie of Charlottesville, where Donald Trump said there are fine people on both sides of this conversation. Now, what he was referring to were the people arguing back and forth about the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee. But from that time forward, the left has lied to you, to me, to America, about what Donald Trump said. He said, they keep telling you that he said there are fine people in the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacist and white nationalist movement. Not at all what he said. In fact, that very day, he denounced those groups and those efforts. He did it again yesterday, speaking forcefully against white supremacy, speaking forcefully against this kind of violence, against this kind of nationalism. And they say it's just not true. He's not telling the truth. He's a racist. And how far off the reservation have they gone? Let me tell you. Beto O'Rourke, trying desperately to prop up what's left of his presidential campaign, which is a joke, by the way, raising as much noise as possible, walking across the corpses of those left behind in El Paso and Dayton. Beto O'Rourke says those that were killed in the mass shootings, it is Donald Trump's fault, directly, unambiguously. And Donald Trump is a racist. Listen to this. It's a bit shocking, but you have to hear it to appreciate it. It is bite number two with Beto O'Rourke. Bite two.
Someone who has constantly and consistently and vocally sought to make this country afraid of immigrants, using the most racist, dehumanizing language, describing them as animals, as an infestation. Now, an infestation is what you would describe cockroaches in your home or termites or something less than human. You wouldn't talk about human beings that way. Immigrants specifically, who he's described as rapists and criminals, warning of an invasion, talking about an infestation. Station, he is in large part responsible for what has taken place here. He'll have to answer for himself. I just want the rest of the country to know who we are. He's incited racism. He's invited violence.
In fact, what Donald Trump has done is denounce racism. But how far has the left gone in its rabid attacks on this president? First of all, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. That has disintegrated into nothing. And in fact, we'll talk about that more in a minute because big announcements are coming from Inspector General Michael Horowitz and others. John Durham apparently making great progress in his investigation into the entire Russia affair. So that's gone nowhere. So now it's Donald Trump is a racist, a Ku Klux Klan supporter, a Nazi. And if you support Donald Trump or Republicans like Mitch McConnell, you are just the same. In fact, you are worse. Crowds gathered outside of Mitch McConnell's house a couple of nights ago chanting death threats to the senator. None of the major news outlets covered that story either. But moments after Beto O'Rourke put on that performance, it got even worse. It got even worse because another reporter asked him about whether or not Donald Trump was a racist. And Beto lost his cookies. He's lost it. He turned on the media and began to attack the media. It's your fault, media. You don't attack Donald Trump nearly enough. Swear. Bite number three. Go.
Is there anything in your mind that the president can do now to make this any better?
What do you think? You know that he's been saying. He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know. Like, members of the press, what the... Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what he's been doing in this country. He's not tolerating racism. He is promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence. He's inciting racism and violence in this country. So, you know, I don't know what kind of question that is.
Can you imagine that clown dealing with Vladimir Putin or President Xi or any other world leader? Can you imagine that clown flailing around trying to lead the United States? Can you imagine that clown as president? No, neither can I. It's good to know. While we're at it, how about Elizabeth Warren, which, by the way, the killer in Dayton was a socialist supporter, an anti-gun, fervent anti-gun guy who talked about anti-gun policies after the killing in El Paso. He had planned on mass murder many times in the past. He had rape lists and kill lists and was thrown out of high school, apparently, for those things, at least for a period of time back during his high school years, a few years back. And yet somehow he eluded law enforcement attention as well. And I'm not going to blame Elizabeth Warren or the socialist policies they promote or anti-gun rhetoric that they talk about every day for the shooter in Dayton. That's his responsibility solely, period, paragraph. But Elizabeth Warren, who continues to position herself as the standard bearer, continues to push this narrative to accuse all Republicans and Trump supporters of being racist. It's bite number four from Elizabeth Warren. Bite four.
Donald Trump says hate has no place in this country. Donald Trump has created plenty of space for hate. He is a racist. He has made one racist remark after another. He has put in place racist policies, and we've seen the consequences of it. Hate crimes are up around this country, and people who are hateful feel like they are now empowered. They are protected. They celebrate this president. This has turned America in a terrible direction, and Donald Trump keeps it going. And let's be clear. A Republican Congress, Republican leadership in Washington, they got nothing to say about it. Mm-hmm. And that means they just help strengthen it. They help it keep moving right along.
And another series of lies from Elizabeth Warren. If I had time to sort it out, I would. But make no mistake, the real next step, gun bans. Red flag laws are making their way through Congress. We'll talk about that after the break. Red flag laws getting support now from key conservative Republicans, extreme risk laws, red flag laws, whatever you'd like to call them. We'll talk about that. Plus, Joe Biden says he's coming for your guns. If you've got assault weapons, he's coming to take them away from you. 14 after on a Wednesday.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I'd thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.